following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Sadly, Lovey, and I hate to admit this, being a gay man, I despise bananas and all things banana flavored.
Why does that matter that you're a gay man?
Shut up.
What?
Nothing. You don't want to know.
I don't?
No. Yeah, I can't stand. I mean, I really cannot. Gooch loves bananas. Yeah, baby. And eats one every single day. Yeah, baby.
What?
Nothing. And I literally cannot, when he's next to me eating a banana, I have to leave because I can't stand the smell. I really, there's so few, one moment, please. Thank you. There is so few foods that I despise, but the ones that, because I love everything, hence my girth, but the one of the things that I truly despise, I mean, just even the sniffing smell of is bananas. Don't ask, don't tell. Let's do this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have to leave because I can't stand the smell.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 800 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are going to have a huge celebration. Yes!
Hello, amigos. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say I offer good nutrition in a simple way. When you eat the Chiquita, you've done your part to give every single day a healthy start. Underneath the crescent yellow, you'll find vitamins and great taste. With no fat, you just can't beat them. You feel better when you eat them. They're a gift from Mother Nature and a natural addition to your table. For wholesome, healthy, pure bananas, look for Chiquita's label. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha, Big Freddy, that was lovely. Yo, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. But yo, more than hump day, today is National Banana Bread Day. Oh, dear gussy, y'all. And y'all, if you love your fellow podcasters, bake up a, just find you some rotten bananas. Because y'all, if you're going to make banana bread, you know you got to wait for your bananas to get all mushy. And y'all, you make your banana bread and y'all wrap it up in a piece of aluminum tin foil, and y'all put it in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Yes, buddy, that would be lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, I just love the celebration of all things banana. I don't know why. I just don't know why. But, y'all, it just excites me to no end. It really, really does. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has got a little, you know, this is episode number 800, y'all. Can you believe it? Big Fatty has got a little gift out for some of you. So y'all, I'm gonna give you just a second to go get your pencil because you're gonna wanna write something down. Big Fatty, can we write it with a banana? No. Y'all, big, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty got his American Express bill, and y'all, you know, this is one of the few bills that I receive via the intertubes, and y'all, Yeah, the American's Express. You know, they have a few little coupons at the end of your. Oh, y'all, that is some mashed potatoes and gravy, and a banana. Believe it or not, I had a banana today. Y'all, it was delicious. But y'all, at the end of my American Express bill today, there was a little thing on there. So if you have an American's Express card, you're going to want to write down this website, y'all. And it is amexnetwork.com/iTunes. That's amexnetwork.com/iTunes. And y'all, you go over there, and it's an American Express thing, but you go register your card at this website. And then, y'all, you go into your iTunes account and make sure that that is the billing card. On iTunes, it's just a way to get you to get your American you to use your American Express over there at the iTunes. And y'all, if you do that between February the 10th and March the 15th, y'all, you will get you can buy 5 songs over at the iTunes, and they will reimburse you. They will refund to your card the cost of those 5 songs. So, y'all, if you need 5 songs and you got an American Express card, why not? I mean, it is a coupon and a good one, because I know some of you love the iTunes. And y'all, would you like to know one of the ones that Big Fatty's gonna buy? Here, let me just play a little clip of it for you.
So soon, and isn't this a crime?
Oh, Jack, I see. Y'all now, I don't think anyone else uses that music, and y'all, I just think it's got a little pep. Little pep to it, and you know, Big Fatty likes to make it peppy for you. He's brought you 800 episodes of peppiness. 800, Big Fatty! 800, yes! And anyway, y'all, I was thinking today, I was telling Mr. Larry H. Vader that
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Since there's none of that Live It Up a little show anymore, y'all, I was wondering, since Miss West had moved into the new hacienda, y'all, if his digestive tract had realized that the new hacienda was now home, because you know, y'all, he is a home pooper, and y'all, if his digestive tract thinks that oh this is a strange place, I can't poop here, y'all, he may have been impacted for just weeks, y'all. But y'all, when that sphincter finally gets the message that we are home, let it fly, then you know, y'all, look out that first time. Look at it, it'll be a soft serve coil like you've never seen before. Back, honey, we're having Cheerios. Y'all, once again, you've not let me know when you're celebrating the exiting of the birth canal, because y'all, I believe, and y'all, I'm just getting this as a passing twitty on the twitty that Monday, I think it was Monday, or it may have been Sunday, I don't know, but y'all, one of those days was that Michael Sage out there in the L.A., the Lower Alabama, I'm sorry, the Los Angeles, he had a celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. I just, Michael, I'm so sorry, I've missed it, but just remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes, Big Freddy. Thank you. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have got another one of those themed shows today, so I'm sure that had him will not like it because he does not like the themed shows. But y'all, today's Memory Lane music fits nicely within our theme. I'm sure many of you will get this one without a problem. Yes, McCready. See, y'all, I know some of you just sang right along with that. Y'all, did you recognize the theme to the Banana Splits? Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, the Banana Splits were four comedic animal characters who were featured in a late 1960s children's variety show made for television. The costumed hosts were Flegel, Bingo, Droopa, and Snorky, respectively, a dog, a gorilla, a lion, and an elephant. How appropriate that Snorky is an elephant. Kind of like, never mind. And y'all, the Banana Splits Adventure Hour was a hour-long package television program that featured both live action and animated segments. The series was produced by Hanna-Barbera and ran for 31 episodes on NBC's Saturday mornings from September the 7th, 1968 to September the 5th, 1970. And the series costumes and sets were designed by, do you know who it was? It was the Sid and Marty Croft. And their series sponsor was Kellogg Cereals. I wonder if it was, did they have the Banana Nut Cheerios then? I don't know. Y'all, the show was Hanna-Barbera's initial foray into mixing live action with animation. And y'all, they were kind of like a musical group, and along the same lines as that H.R. Puffin stuff. Yes, Big Freddy, we love it. Puffin on stuff. Oh, Big Freddy, vulgar. You are just vulgar. Now, y'all, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, you heard the sea hag talking about how he was embarrassed as a gay man that he didn't like bananas, y'all. And y'all, it made me think, we all kind of get caught up in the moment about, nothing's moving fast. But y'all, someone sent me this, let's see, when did they send it to me? Back in January, a couple of weeks ago. But y'all, it is, and I saved it because I wanted to read it to you because they're, you know, yeah, we ain't there yet, but y'all, I'm just going to read you this. It's a timeline of the gay rights movement, and y'all, this timeline provides information about the gay rights movement in the U.S. from 1924 to the present, including the Stonewall riots, Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, the first civil unions, and the legalization of same-sex marriage in Massachusetts and Connecticut and more. Y'all, back in 1924, the Society for Human Rights in Chicago becomes the country's earliest known gay rights organization. 1948, Alfred Kinsey publishes The Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, revealing to the public that homosexuality is far more widespread than was commonly believed. In 1951, the Madison Society, the first national gay rights organization, is formed by Harry Hay, considered by many to be the founder of the gay rights movement. 1956, that's the year that the Seahag and I were born. The daughters of Bilitis, a pioneering national lesbian organization, is founded. 1962, Illinois becomes the first state in the U.S. to decriminalize homosexual acts between consenting adults in private. 1969, the Stonewall Riots transformed the gay rights movement from one limited to a small number of activists into a widespread protest for equal rights and acceptance. Patrons of a gay bar in New York's Greenwich Village, the Stonewall Inn, fight back during a police raid on June the 27th, sparking 3 days of riots. 1973, the American Psychiatric Association removes homosexuality from its official list of mental disorders. 1982, Wisconsin becomes the first state to outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation. 1993, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is instituted for the U.S. military, permitting gays to serve in the military, but banning homosexual activity. President Clinton's original intention was to revoke the prohibition against gays in the military. To revoke the prohibition against gays in the military was met with stiff opposition, and the compromise, which has led to the discharge of thousands of men and women in the armed forces, was the result. 1996, in Roma versus Evans, the Supreme Court strikes down Colorado's Amendment No. 2, which denied gays and lesbians protections against discrimination, calling them special rights. According to Justice Anthony Kennedy, we find nothing special in the protection of Amendment 2, in the protections Amendment 2 withholds. These protections constitute ordinary civil life in a free society. 2000, Vermont becomes the first state in the country to legally recognize the civil unions between gay and lesbian couples. The law states that these couples would be entitled to the same benefits and privileges and responsibilities as spouses. It stops short of referring to same-sex unions as marriage, which the state defines as heterosexual. 2003, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in Lawrence versus Texas that sodomy laws in the U.S. are unconstitutional. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote, "Liberty presumes an autonomy of self that includes freedoms of thought, belief, expression, and certain intimate conduct." In November, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that barring gays and lesbians from marrying violates the state constitution. The Massachusetts State Chief Justice concluded that to deny the protections and benefits and obligations conferred by civil marriage to gay couples was unconstitutional because it denied the dignity and equality of individuals and made them second-class citizens. 2004, same-sex marriage becomes legal in Massachusetts. 2005, it becomes legal in Connecticut. 2006, becomes legal in New Jersey. 2007, the House of Representatives approves a bill ensuring equal rights in the workplace for gays, bisexuals. Now, y'all, there's much more on here, and I'll do it on another show, but y'all, it is in full gear right now, y'all. Vera, what do you think about this show?
I have to leave because I can't stand the smell.
Oh, Vera would wash under your nose.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.